Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
He never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says why don't
you. Good Monday morning to you. It is Monday, January the 13th. We're looking at 32 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Stand Strong Fencing. Good fences make good neighbors.
That's right, Pickett. I have to agree. I'm Drew Russ with Stand Strong Fencing. Pickett said he needs a remodel in his living space, and a beautiful new fence would be perfect. Whether you want to create a secure place for your outdoor belongings or build your own boundaries for your furry friend, Stand Strong Fencing of Rock Hill can help make that a reality. Good fences make good neighbors and happy dogs, too. Check out Stand Strong Fencing of Rock Hill on Facebook today.
And once again, good Monday morning to you. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We're going to bring in Mary Beth Knapp with the Humane Society of York County with a look at our Pets of the Week. And good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And happy Monday. Oh, my goodness. We've got some great pets to talk about today. Did you see the pictures?
We did.
We see Corey.
We're looking at him now.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't miss him.
Corey is so handsome. That beautiful gray fella. It's the feline of the week. And you can find Corey hanging out at our Possibility Thrift Shop on occasion. Well, all the time, actually. We have a cat at Possibility Thrift Shop to give that baby some extra attention, which is such an awesome way to use that space. But Corey spends his time assessing every customer that comes through the door, you know, being a cat. And he came from animal control. We pulled him about 68 days ago. And if you can believe it, Corey was declawed and put outside, which is really very not nice at all. You know, with a cat, they have just a few things that they can communicate with, and their nails and their teeth are pretty much it, of course, their tail. But we just have to be able to read them. So Corey's looking for, he's in search of the person or people who could read his wants. We just need to, us humans, just need to pay attention, right? So Corey is Mr. Independent. He will watch each and every person that comes to the door. He wants to just assess you. Whether he comes and greets you, well, that's really, you have to work for that. Oh, I love that about him, actually. He actually will make an amazing companion to the right person or people or family, of course. And he'd prefer a calm home, just to really to find a nice window to watch safely from inside, watch the birds outside. And we're very confident that he'd make a good addition with another cat, given the right proper introductions. Of course, just given that couple weeks to really get acclimated makes all the difference in the world. He would probably prefer a youngster in his life so that he can train him properly, or her. And then, of course, we are estimated Corey to be about 7 years young. His likes, what we've learned, is he enjoys a great window view. He loves his loving on his terms, you know, like a cat does, listening to all his people share their stories. And don't forget, he loves being brushed again on his terms. So pay attention. When he's done, he's done. He's so funny about that. And like all of our pets, Corey is neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, and tested. He is ready to meet his true forever. So we're wondering if that's you. If it is, please give us a call, 803-802-0902. And again, his name is Corey. Of course, our shop is open Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 4. You can stop in and see him as well. Dog of the week. Oh, my word. This one we have talked about before. This amazing handsome boy. He's a senior. His name is Graham, and he is truly a staff and volunteer favorite. We've talked about him, and I can't say enough about him. He is such a great dog. He's just, you know, he was tied to a pole with a note that basically said, could you please take care of him? We can't any longer, which is so sad. And he has risen up. He is just the greatest little man. Oh, my gosh, I can't say enough about this boy. You know, it's so important to know that dogs and cats and animals are sentient beings. They really do have feelings, and they mourn their loss. And I think Graham is finally, after quite a bit of time. He's been with us 2 years, if you can believe it. He has really just adjusted. He's just a survivor. He is so easy. He's a good boy. He's in search of that perfect person or couple or family that can just be his own. And we'd love for him to just be hanging out for his senior years and enjoying and getting a lot of love. He's about 11 years old. He looks to be a Roddy mix. And he still loves his walks and his time out hanging with his people. So he'd prefer a home where he's the only dog, where he can get all the love in the world. And he just wants, we think maybe, you know, it's one of those things about the equalness of the dog. If the dog is calm and equal his energy, it may work just fine. So we will work with that. But if this gray-faced boy just grabs your heart, oh, like he has ours, give us a call, 803-802-0902. For an appointment. As all of our dogs, he is neutered, vaccinated, tested, and he's ready and waiting for you. So definitely give us a call. He would make the best dog. I can't say it enough. And then what's the scoop? Everybody's looking for a New Year's resolution, and we'd love to propose that you get involved with your community. Do something in the community, and we'd love to just invite you to be a part of the family at the Humane Society of York County. We can't say it enough. It takes all of us to do our part. And part of it is definitely giving of your finances, your time, your items. Your finances, you can give monthly or you can do it on a recurring basis. You can give your time at our rescue, at our thrift shop. You can even coordinate off-site and raise funds and bring it in. Donate your gently used items. We love turning that into life-saving dollars. At $61,000 a month, it's so important. And then donate needed items. Our top of the list, if you can believe it already, it's just January, and we need clay cat litter on the top of the list. So if you wouldn't mind dropping some off, that would be phenomenal. Keep shopping at our shops. We've got our Possibility Thrift Shop and our online eBay. And continue sharing the news. It helps so much. Year to date, if you can believe it, 9 dogs have found homes and 29 cats. It's January 13th. Woohoo! So I'm very excited about that. Join the vision and help us help more. All of them deserve a home. Keep sharing. It's working. Yay. Oh, my goodness. That's phenomenal, isn't that?
Oh.
Yes.
I love that. I know. Let's keep those numbers. Just keep going. It's perfect homes. We want to make sure that they stay for their lifetime, but help us share the news.
Yeah, that's almost, 40 of our fur babies that have found their forever homes with just 13 days into the new year. So I think we're heading in the right direction, Mary Beth. Let's keep that.
We sure are. We sure are. And, you know, of course, we all prepare for, you know, March is about when the cat season starts. And it is not a joke. So we need to place them so that we make room. And, of course, spay-neuter your pets. We will help you get that done. We have a low-cost spay-neuter program. So let's do that before we start the season because, wow, it doesn't stop until November. Oh. And we need as much help as we can get. So everybody doing their part really matters.
Perfect. As always, Mary Beth, we appreciate the conversation. Mary Beth, Manny Kimmel is going to try to get in contact with you. So I'm going to give you his number whenever we're off the interview, okay?
All right, sure.
He just sent us a reminder. So I'm like, we'll talk to her. So, you know, on this show, we pull back the curtain. We're full function. We show how the sausage is made. But he's trying
to get... That's the way to do it.
That's it. He's trying to get in touch with you. So I'll connect y'all. But thank you so much for a look at this week's Fur Babies. As we always say, Corey and Graham might be why you're going to check out those fur babies. But once you get there, you realize you might not be the best fit for those animals, but there are definitely two others that might be coming home with you. So keep
Amen
that in mind.
Amen to that.
Mary Beth, have a great week, and look out for that phone call from Manning.
All right, sure will. All right.
Thanks,
you guys.
Mary
have
Beth.
A great week.
You too.